那我想每一次当我们在这边聚集的时候呢，盼望我们都是在主面前少逗留这边看到也许不是讲的人，乃是
I hope that every time we come here, we are coming before the Lord.
Okay. 我想希望每次聚集的时候呢，都是我们直接碰见主。
That every time we come here, we directly come to meet the Lord.
我们就照着我上次的负担呢，我想我会继续的交通。
I'll continue to fellowship with you according to my burden.
我们请读一下启示录第一章第二节。
We'll read Revelation chapter 1 verse 2.
启示录第一章第二节，好，二跟三节哈，我念一下。约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证，凡自己所看见的，都证明出来。念这书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中记载的，都是有福的，因为日期近了。
Verses 2 and 3, who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that reads, and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand.
第二章
Chapter 2
第四节
Verse 4
第二章第四节跟第五节，然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了，所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。
Verses 4 and 5. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of its place, except thou repent.
第二章第七节，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的，我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。
Chapter 2, verse 7. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit say unto the churches. To him that overcomes will I give to eat of the tree of life which is in the midst of the paradise of God.
好，上次有提到哈，启示录是约翰在他那个公元九十多年的时候写的。
We mentioned that Revelation was written by John in AD 90.
然后他强调的是，在最末后的时代呢，神的预言跟他所要。
And he emphasized that at the end times, what God has prophesied and what God wants.
所以他这边讲到说日期很近了。
And he mentioned that the time is at hand.
最近如果大家看那个世界新闻。
If you read the world news,
头条都是跟埃及有关系。
Headlines is all about Egypt.
所以前两天呢，那个埃及的总统终于下台了。
And over the last 2 days, the president of Egypt finally stepped down.
他的名字叫穆巴拉克。
Mubarak.
Mubarak, okay. Mubarak. Mubarak, okay. 我已经很久没有注意埃及的新闻。
I've not kind of paid attention to the news in Egypt for a long time.
然后这一次因为他们有很大的变动，三个礼拜前有很多的抗议。
And because of a lot of protests in the last 3 weeks.
然后成百万人出来抗议。
A million people came out to protest.
所以前两天终于这个总统他决定就是下来下台。
And over the last 2 days, the president finally decided to step down.
而这个名字我一看，我想说，哎，这个名字我小时候就听过了。
I've heard about it. I've heard his name when I was young.
我仔细一看，哦，原来这个人统治了埃及三十年了。
And I pay attention. This guy has already ruled Egypt for over 30 years.
他本来计划他就当总统当到他死。
He has prepared to be the president of Egypt till the day he dies.
然后这个总统是亲美国的。
And he's an ally of the U.S.
他在当总统期间呢，应该是说限制伊斯兰教的活动。
And over the years when he was president, he kind of restricted the activities of Islam.
他跟那个以色列也有那个和平的协议。
He also have a peace treaty with Israel.
但是他现在下来了。
But now he has stepped down.
我们不晓得后面会发生什么样的事情。
We don't know what's going to happen next.
为这个埃及跟我们有什么关系呢？
But what does Egypt have to do with it?
因为埃及跟我有关系，因为他在以色列旁边。
It has a lot to do with us because it's right next to Israel.
中东的事情呢，跟神的末后的时代有很密切的关系。
What happens in the Middle East has a lot to do with the end times.
我们知道说，根据圣经的预言。
According to the prophecy of the Bible.
我们知道最后圣殿会被再重建起来。
The temple will be rebuilt.
会有一个敌基督呢。确保中东的和平。
And there'll be an antichrist to make sure there's peace in the Middle East.
所以我想请弟兄姊妹拭目以待。我们观察这个情况。
And observe what's going to happen.
但是我现在有个问题哈。
Now I have a question.
你会看见那个世界的局势呢？有可能就是跟圣经的这个预言越来越。接近这样子往那个世界往圣经上预言这样子去走。
You see that what's happening in the world is going towards what the Bible is prophesizing.
Okay, 所以弟兄姊妹，就算你今天亲眼听见看见圣殿被重建起来。
Even if today with your own eyes you see that the temple is rebuilt.
甚至假设说我们已经大概看见。敌基督出现，蛮明显的出现。
Even if we see that, it's pretty clear that the Antichrist has come.
那你要做什么呢？
What should you do?
那你要有什么样的反应呢？
How should you react?
就算我们真的看见哇，预言这么真实的、准确的应验的话，那我们是怎么样去回应它呢？
Even if you see that the prophecies has already been fulfilled, how are you going to react to that.
所以启示录好就是告诉我们说，在这个末后的时代呢，神他要我们他所要。
The book of Revelation wants to tell us what God wants at the end times.
他教导我们在这个末后的时代呢，我们应该怎么样去行。
It teaches us how we should walk at this end times.
所以呢，所以我觉得就是说我试着借着启示录呢，我们学习在主面前有一些的提醒。
And I hope that through the book of Revelation, we can have some reminders before the Lord.
在这个末后的世代呢，神告诉我们说，每个人都只关心他的事。
And in this end times, the Lord said that we only care about our own matters.
我们必须要从一个个人呢跳脱出来，去关心神所要的。
We have to get out of our own selves and really care about what God wants.
当到了世界的末了的时候，什么事情在神面前眼中是最有价值的？
And at this end of the times, what is most precious in God's eyes?
当世界的末了的时候，基督徒要怎么样去怎么样去生活，怎么样去回应这个地上发生的事。
And in this end times, how Christians should live and how we should react to what is happening around us.
所以哈，我上次提到，神在一批弟兄姊妹当中要寻找一种人叫做得胜者。
And the last time I mentioned to you that among group people, God is seeking overcomers.
特别是在这个末后的时代之后，神好像在那边呼叫，有没有得胜者？
It's as if at this end time God is calling if there are any overcomers.
所以一方面得胜者呢是一个是一批正常的基督徒。
Now, on one hand, that overcomers are normal Christians.
那另外一方面呢，你会发现得胜者其实是胜过一些的障碍，胜过一些的这个环境的影响的一批基督徒。
Now, on the other hand, you see that overcomers are also overcome difficulties.
所以在个人呢，你会有个感觉。我们不甘愿活在一种很软弱跌倒的光景。
And individually, we are reluctant to live in weakness.
所以我们愿意说在主的面前啊，过一个得胜的生活。
And we are willing to live a victorious life before the Lord.
那不仅如此，还有团体的这一方面。
And also corporately.
我们得胜者心中有一个渴慕。
That as overcomers, we should have this desire.
当他看事情的时候，他不是只看到他自己的事。
That when he sees things, it's not all about himself.
他看到的是那个神很关心今天教会的情况。
He sees what God is concerned of the condition of the church.
就是神的家。
The house of God.
所以这批这个得胜者呢，他心中有个渴慕呢，神的家能够。活出神的心意。
That he has this desire that the house of God can live out the will of God.
能够活出弟兄相爱那个渴慕主的光景。
That we can live out this loving one another, desiring the Lord.
能够活出那个神生命的大能在这个教会里面。
That we can live out the power of His life in our church.
所以每个弟兄姊妹都在当中有份。
That we have a part in this.
好，上次我提到一个教会叫做以弗所教会。
I mentioned to you last time the church in Ephesus.
有几个点呢，我再稍微要再补充一下。
I'd like to mention a few more points.
我刚刚读到启示录第二章第七节。
We read Revelation chapter 2 verse 7.
他说啊，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches.
然后这个有耳朵的话就要去听。
If you have an ear, you should hear.
然后他对以弗所教会讲的话的当中有一个重点。
He has a main point, emphasis to the church in Ephesus.
他说啊，你们这些人呢，把起初的爱心离弃。
That you have left that first love.
然后你们要悔改。
And you should repent.
所以他说你们有耳朵的话要听见这个话。
And if you have an ear, you should hear this.
好。所以这弟兄姊妹好，这个得胜者有一个能听的耳朵。
Overcomers have a listening ear.
当我们在读经、祷告、聚会的时候呢，我们有一个态度。
That when we are reading the Bible, when we are praying, and when we come to meet together, we have an attitude.
就是说，主啊，你今天要向我说什么话？
That Lord, what are you going to speak to me today?
所以得胜者里面是你会感觉他是柔软。
That he is soft on the inside.
就是说，当主向他说话的时候，他里面能够听得见。
That when the Lord speaks to him, he can hear the Lord in him.
其实对于这个以弗所教会啊，其实可能不太容易哦。
And to the church in Ephesus, this is not easy.
我们上次有提到说，他们很劳苦的。
We mentioned that they
劳苦忍耐。
They are very patient and they have borne a lot.
对，所以他们为主呢做了很多辛苦的工作。
They did a lot of work for the Lord.
通常在这种情况好，人的自我感觉其实就会蛮良好的。
And you, in such circumstances, you feel really good about yourself.
就说哎，如果主说哎，你们当中我要责备你。
If the Lord say, "Oh, I have to rebuke you."
Yeah, yeah. 然后，但是我们会容易有个回应说，哎，我每天这么辛苦的服侍主，然后做这么工作，很劳苦又忍耐，你怎么可以说我？怎么可以责备我？
And we would tell the Lord, you know, we bear much, and when we work so hard, how can you say that to me?
对，所以当他们那个自我感觉良好的时候呢，不容易听见那个责备的话。
When we feel we are really good, we are not able to hear the word of the Lord.
所以 我们必须非常的柔软。
We have to be very soft.
然后里面有一个常常被主调整的一种的光景，能够被主调整的光景。
On the inside, we are ready for the Lord to adjust us.
所以当我们去来到主面前，我们说主啊，你今天要跟我说什么话？
And when we come to the Lord, we said, Lord, what are you going to speak to me today?
所以我们是把我们呢放在主的话语的下面。
And we put ourselves under the word of the Lord.
对，我们是服在主的话语的权柄的底下。
And we submit to the authority of God's word.
好，所以弟兄姊妹呢，比如说我这边可以问我们，或是问我自己，问每一个人说，哎，神上一次对你说话是说了什么东西呢？
Maybe we'll ask ourselves, what did the Lord speak to us the last time?
或是说，那个神上次责备你的时候是什么时候？
When the Lord rebuked you, when was that? When was the last time?
就是说，你有没有受过主的责备呢？
Have the Lord ever rebuked you?
或是如果有的话，那上次是多久以前的事情？
If yes, when was that?
所以弟兄姊妹就是说我们如果有个能听的耳朵的话呢，我们能够常常听见主的话。
If we have a listening ear, we would be able to listen to the Lord.
很多时候是主的爱在那里责备我们。
Many times it is the love of God that rebuke us.
他叫我们能够回转，然后回到他面前。
He calls us to repent, to come before him.
所以刚才他讲到说这些以弗所的弟兄姊妹坠落了。
He said that the brothers and sisters in Ephesus has fallen.
他们需要悔改。
They need to repent.
所以当我们听见主的责备的时候呢，我们的回应是悔改。
When we hear the Lord's rebuke, our reaction should be to repent.
这个坠落大家要有感觉。
We have to have a sense to this falling.
当初以弗所的弟兄姊妹是有起初的爱。
In the past, the brothers and sisters in Ephesus have this first love.
他们坠落了，他们失去了那个起初的爱。
When they have fallen, they lost this first love.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们可以这样子想。
We can think this way.
我只是随便举例子不是针对任何的人。
Just an example, not against anybody.
我是举例比如说某位弟兄或姊妹，他过去比如说在主日聚会的时候呢，他能够常常祷告。
For example, a brother or sister during the morning meeting, often pray.
对，但是好像最近有一段时间呢，他都没有祷告。
And now for some time, he or she stopped praying.
那是不是有一些事情在他身上发生了呢？
Did something happen?
或是甚至说有一个弟兄或姊妹呢，他一直都有祷告。
Maybe a brother or sister has prayed all along.
但是在过去的时间里面，他自己知道说他祷告的时候里面有主的感动跟他的感情。
And maybe in the past he or she feels burden to pray. And has the love from the Lord when praying.
但是他发现好一段时间呢，他祷告的时候呢，只是把话讲出来。
And now for a time, he or she probably just feel that, you know, when he prayed, it's just saying the words.
好像主的那个爱的感动呢，在他里面，他找不到。
He can't find the love from the Lord when he prays.
或是说过去有一段时间呢，我们每次读圣经的时候，都读得津津有味。
Maybe in the past we really enjoy reading the Bible.
然后我们都很喜欢读圣经，觉得里面有主的供应。
That when we read, we see God's providence.
但是有一次回头看的时候，发现有一段的时间。
Maybe when we look back, there is some time.
然后读圣经，好像也有读，但是好像觉得很枯干，没有什么兴趣。
That maybe when we read, for this time, it seems really dry and we don't have any interest.
所以弟兄姊妹我们会发现很多的情形，我们过去在主面前有主的亲近，但是好像有一段时间我们好像失去。
We cannot see that, you know, sometimes we were really close to the Lord, and then, you know, there are periods of time when we kind of lost that.
对，我们要有这样的一种感觉，一种的 sense。
We have to have the sense。
所以当我们有这种 sense 的时候，你会发现，我们可能在某些情况坠落。
When we have this sense, we will realize that maybe, you know, at a certain point we have fallen.
所以我们需要被主提醒，恢复那个起初的爱。
We need to be reminded by the Lord and to have come back to this first love.
我现在讲的其实每一个人都会发生的。
What I'm saying is that, you know, it happens to all of us.
好，所以我想弟兄姊妹，我们可以去思想，把这个话放在我们的心里面。
That we think about this and put this word in us.
对，很多时候我们过去好像主的爱是在激励我们。
That in the past God's love really constrained us.
但是过了一段时间，曾几何时呢？好像我们失去了这样的一个情况，一个光景。
But after a while, we seem to lost this condition.
所以这个就是以弗所教会的一个问题。
This is a problem in the church in Ephesus.
所以得胜者呢，是常常在这个方面有敏锐的感觉。
An overcomer, you know, in this matter, has a really sensitive feeling sense.
所以他能够常常被主调整过来，然后恢复他里面那个对主起初的爱。
And he can always let God adjust him and return to this first love.
Okay.所以对得胜者哈，神有赏赐。
And to the one who overcome, God has a reward.
第七节后半段，我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。
And the second half of verse 7, it says, "To him that overcome, will I give to eat of the tree of life."
我这边想要强调就是说，如果没有不是得胜者的话，就得不到赏赐。
If we are not an overcomer, we will not receive the reward.
所以对于得胜者来讲，主心中宝贵，所以给他们一些特别的赏赐。
The Lord hold precious them, the overcomers, so He gives them some reward.
好，这是我对那个以弗所的部分稍微有一点补充。
Let's see some of the sharing that I have on the church of Ephesus.
我们先看一下第二个教会叫做士美拿。
Now the second church is Smyrna.
启示录第二章八到十一节。
Chapter 2, verse 8 through 11.
我们看一下，我念一次。你要写信给士美拿教会的使者说，那首先的、末后的、死过又活的说，我知道你的患难，你的贫穷，你却是富足的，也知道那自称是犹太人所说的诽谤话，其实他们不是犹太人，乃是撒旦一会的人。你将要受的苦，你不用怕。魔鬼要把你们中间几个人下在监里，叫你们被试炼，你们必受患难十日。你务要至死忠心，我就赐给你那生命的冠冕。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜者必不受第二次死的害。
And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, These things said the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison.That ye may be tried, and ye may have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit say unto the churches. He that overcome shall not be hurt of the second death.
Okay. 对不起，好像我们再念两处的圣经，启示录第一章的第八节跟第九节。
Chapter 1, verse 8 and 9.
前面那章，第一章八跟九。主神说我是 Alpha 我是 Omega 是昔在今在以后永在的全能者我约翰就是你们的弟兄和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份 OK 我信了
I am Alpha and Omega the beginning and the end said the Lord which is and which was and which is to come the Almighty I John who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ.
Okay. 我们跳到约翰福音 念一下，你就再翻回来。
Gospel of John.
约翰福音第十六章。
Chapter 16.
三十三节。
Verse 33.
约翰福音十六章三十三节，我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
所以我们在主里面有平安，但是在世上有苦难，主已经胜了。
That in the Lord we have the peace, and even though we in the world we have tribulation, but we have already the Lord has already overcome the world.
十七章十三节，下面那章，十七章十三节。
Chapter 17, verse 13.
现在我往你那里去，我还在世上说这话，是叫他们心里充满我的喜乐。
And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy filled in themselves.
所以主那时候要离开门徒了，但是他说他讲这些话是叫门徒心里充满主的喜乐。
That even though our Lord is leaving his disciples, he told his disciples so that his disciples' heart can be filled with joy.
Okay, 好，那我们现在翻回启示录第二章这边士美拿。
Back to Revelation chapter 2, the church in Smyrna.
好，士美拿这个字哦，很有意思。
Smyrna is an interesting word.
那这个字它的它就是那个一种香料叫做没药。
It's a spice called myrrh.
Okay. 对。这个没药的味道是苦的。
It is bitter.
而且是也比较贵重的一种药。
It's a very expensive spice.
Yeah. 所以这个士美拿呢，其实就把没药那个字改成大写，变成专有名词，就是士美拿。
Smyrna changed this word of the myrrh into capitalize it and
becomes
a place.
Yeah. 所以它其实就是那个没药苦的意思。
It means like the myrrh, it is bitter.
所以我觉得神在地上做事情真的是怎么讲呢，很有趣。
It's very interesting how the Lord works.
这个教会呢是末药，是苦的。
This church is myrrh, it's bitter.
然后他们果然在地上就遭受了许多的苦难。
And indeed, they went through tribulation in the world.
他们有患难。
They have tribulation.
有贫穷。
They have poverty.
有毁谤。
There's blasphemy.
有那个下在监里面。
They were imprisoned.
有那个魔鬼的攻击。
And the attack from the enemy.
所以这个毁谤呢，是有人用言语去攻击他们。
That this slander, there are people who use words to attack them.
然后下到监里面的那个 physical 的身体呢，受到攻击。
And when they're in prison, they're attacked physically.
所以哈，我们在地上呢，刚刚主说啊，我们在地上是有苦难，是有患难。
The Lord said that in this world we have tribulation.
等一下我会举一些例子哈。
I'll mention some examples.
但是在末期的时候呢，的确会有一些的灾难苦难临到这个地上。
That indeed in the end times there will be tribulation that is coming into the world.
那个前一阵子也是那个通常回教徒没有直接攻击基督徒的。
In the past, usually the Muslims do not directly attack Christians.
所以前一阵子呢，他们发生了那个回教徒直接攻击那个在中东地区直接攻击那个基督徒的聚会。
And in, just recently, Muslims directly attacked Christians' meetings in the Middle East.
Yeah. 好，所以我们不晓得以后呢，在基督徒会发生什么事情。
And we don't know what's going to happen to Christians in the future.
我们有人祸，有天灾的。
We have
人的祸，天灾。
We have attack from man and also the
environment.
Environment.
Okay. 那个我们上次在弟兄姊妹家那个聚餐的时候也提到一个事情。
And when we meet at one of us, we have a meeting at a brother's place. We mentioned something.
其实那个新闻我也读到了。
And read that news too.
就是说那个黄石公园有个火山。
That in the Yellowstone National Park there is a volcano.
对，我当我读那个新闻的时候，我想到我以前的观念。
When I read the news, I thought about what was perspective from the past.
Yeah, 就我以前观念就是说，哇，但是住在明尼苏达很安全。
That, we're very safe. I'm living here in Minnesota.
你没有地震，没有这个飓风，也没有什么
海
啸，也没有这个洪水这些，没有飓风，没有地震。
No earthquake, no hurricane.
对，然后就是好像在中间好像 很平安这样子那种感觉。
They were very peaceful in the middle.
但是那个报道就是说黄石公园下面有一个超级火山。
Then under the Yellowstone National Park there's a really huge volcano.
他说每60万年会有一个周期。
Then every 6 million years there'll be like a cycle.
反正那个年份已经超过了。
That we are past due.
他说那个只要火山一爆发，那个美国那个三分之一就完蛋。
Yes, the volcano does erupt that one third of the U.S. will be done.
但我现在讲到的是大环境，我们不晓得会发生什么事情。
And speaking on a bigger kind of
Our
circumstances
and environment.
That in our daily living, all Christians will go through tribulation.
很多时候，也许是你的工作，也许是家庭，也许是你的亲人，生老病死都有可能。
Maybe it's our work, our family, our relatives. You know, we live and we die.
很多情况让我们心里面都受压。
Many circumstances cause us to be kind of repressed enough.
好 ，OK。那很多时候，我们甚至被患难打倒。
And many times we are beaten down.
好像趴在地上起不来了。
Then we fall and we cannot get up again.
那我们可能忧愁。
And maybe we are sorrowful.
然后信不过神。
And we can't trust in the Lord.
然后我们心中苦毒。
And we have this bitterness in us.
然后我们可能怨天尤人。
Maybe we complain. We have a lot of murmuring.
患难一临到我们的时候呢，我们失败。
And when tribulation comes, we fall.
我们被打倒。
We are defeated.
但是呢，你会发现神呼召这个得胜者呢，他们能够胜过患难。
And we see that when God calls the overcomers, they can overcome these tribulations.
他们不会被这个患难打趴在地上。
They wouldn't be beaten down and defeated.
为什么他们能够胜过这些呢？
How are they, why, how come they can overcome?
因为他们瓦器里面有宝贝。
Because in that earthen vessel there is this treasure.
那个主的生命呢，主的那个恩典呢，能够带领他们能够胜过这个患难。
The grace from the Lord can carry them through.
不是凭着他们自己。
It's not by their own might.
对，很多时候弟兄姊妹听过一个比方。
We hear this illustration.
在我们生命当中，人生道路当中的患难呢，好像航行当中水中的礁石。
That a lot of times these tribulations are like the reef in the ocean.
在我们开着船呢，要经过那个看见前面礁石了。
And when we see this reef as we are in the ship.
当我们被这个患难胜过了，就好像礁石把我们这个船给击沉了。
It's as if when we overcome by this difficulty, this tribulation, is as if the reef knocked us down.
这个比方就是说，或者说。神的做工作呢，不是把礁石拿走。
This illustration teaches us that God's work is not to remove this weed.
乃是因为他生命的丰盛呢，他把水涨高了。
It's because the abundant life, he raises the waters.
当他涨高之后呢，你发现你的船胜过礁石，能够通过去。
And when the waters are raised, that you notice that your ship is able to go past the reef.
礁石还在，但是我们胜过它过去了。
And even though the reef is still there, but we have overcome.
然后主的喜乐呢，能够在我们身上呢，在患难当中能够表现出来。
And God's joy can shown forth in this tribulation.
然后我们心中有一个属天的平安，能够胜过这个患难。
In our hearts there is this heavenly peace that can overcome the tribulation.
当然，我想弟兄姊妹，也许你今天不一定真的碰见什么特别的患难。
Maybe you're not in the midst of tribulation today.
但是保证一定会有。
I can guarantee you will come to one.
但是弟兄姊妹，希望等一下把这些话呢放在心里面。
I hope you have these words in your heart.
当你真的碰见一些的难处压住你的时候呢？
That when difficulties come,
我们心中有个鼓舞，神能够让我们胜过这些。
That will be encouraged in our hearts that God will enable us to overcome.
对，所以我们当我们胜过的时候，等于是说我们在这个事情上面答应神得胜者的呼召。
That when we overcome, we have answered the Lord's calling of overcomers.
我可以举不少的例子，但是不是一种悲观主义。
I don't want to be kind of pessimistic.
When I
have these examples.
Yeah. 我听过一个年长弟兄讲到他们教会的一个姊妹。
I heard about a sister in another church.
然后那个年长弟兄就说，这个姊妹呢，家中。很辛苦。
That the sister have much difficulty in their home.
对，她的丈夫得了那个帕金森。
That her husband has Parkinson's disease.
她的两个小孩呢，都有问题。
And two of her children has problems.
但是呢，你会发现这个姊妹呢，聚会都来。
Yeah, you see that the sister always comes to meetings.
她在教会当中呢，帮忙翻译。
She helps to translate during the meetings.
然后在那里帮助年轻的那个孩子们。
And she helps out with the youths.
在她身上呢，你看不出来那种很苦的那种感觉。
Now you do not see that bitterness in her.
虽然在她家中呢，她要照顾三个男的。是很不容易。
That even though at home she has to take care of three very difficult people.
但是她能够在主的这个恩典底下呢，她还能够服侍。
That by the grace of God she can still serve the Lord.
对，很多时候甚至你要说你生小孩，那前面几个月都很苦。
And like you know when you have your baby, it's very tough in the first few months.
等到了 teenager 的时候，他们不太听话也很苦。
And when they reach their teens, when they don't listen to you, that's also very tough.
我们这边比较听话。
We are very good kids.
当我们那个身体衰残的时候，也是苦难。
And when our body physically when we are failing, it's a tribulation.
然后我们工作找不到的时候，也是一种苦难。
And when we can't find a job, that's also a tribulation.
其实我感谢主啊，我有过，我毕业后有过四个工作。
After I graduated, I have four different jobs.
加上毕业前那个工作有我做过五个工作。
And including the one that before I graduated, five different jobs.
但是有四个半哦，从那个表面环境表面来看呢。
And for four and a half of them on the surface of the circumstance.
有四个半的工作都是天上掉下来的。
And four and a half came down from heaven.
都不是我去自己去找。
I didn't look for them.
所以你会想说，哇，那你这个真是舒服愉快，找工作真是 好像就天上掉下来。
Maybe you say, oh, that's so easy for you, you know, just drop from the sky.
其实你不晓得，就是当你没有工作的时候，那时候的。那时候的心酸嘛。
You don't know the how you really feel in your heart when you can't find a job.
对，当你好像拿到一个高的学位，然后根本没有人要的时候，那个感觉是怎么样
？Yeah, when you have such a high degree and yet nobody wants you, what kind of feelings that must have been?
对，但是这个主在我的身上要学习说，一个人骄傲不起来。
The Lord taught me not to be proud.
要靠着主的恩典。
That always to be by the Lord's grace.
所以我想弟兄姊妹啊，就是我只是随便提了几种情况。
Just a few different circumstances.
我们都会碰到很多的情况。
We'll come to quite many.
但是在这些情况里面呢，我们要学习胜过。
That in all these circumstances, we have to learn to overcome.
你会发现，在那个示美拿的弟兄姊妹，他的经历主怎么讲
？We can see how the brothers and sisters in Smyrna their circumstances. How did the Lord speak to them?
比如说第二章第九节，他说：“我知道。”
In chapter 2, verse 9, it says, "I know."
其实每个教会书信。主都说他知道。
In all the letters to the churches, the Lord say, I know.
他说我知道你的患难，你的贫穷。
I know your tribulation and poverty.
也知道你受到的毁谤。
I know the blasphemy of them.
这个主知道哈，给基督徒心中一个很大的安慰。
And because the Lord knows, this is such a comfort to Christians.
如果你在圣经的时候，别人知道。那还好。
When you're having an easy life, these people know that seems to be a good thing.
但是当你在患难的时候呢，那个心酸没有人了解的时候呢，主他说他知道。
And when you're under tribulation, and you know when people don't understand you, and the Lord says, "I know."
这是我们患难当中非常大的安慰。
That is such a comfort in tribulation.
弟兄姊妹一定要记得哦，当你在患难当中呢，主都知道。
That in tribulation, know that the Lord knows.
他这个主知道呢，我们可以几个方面，主在观察我们一切的经历。
The Lord is watching, observing what we're experiencing.
所以你做了什么事情，做了什么样的反应，环境在什么临到你什发生什么事情呢？他都在看。
What you do and how you react and how the circumstances come to you, He's observing.
所以大家一定要记得，当你患难的时候，你不是孤单一个人的。
And remember that when you're under tribulation, you're not alone.
因为主一直在看。
God is always watching.
另外这个方面哈，我们知道说，在患难当中，主是先量过的。
That
量过的。
That in tribulation, God has already measured our portion out.
所以你受了什么事情呢？那个程度呢？主是先量好的。
That he has already measured how much we will be going through.
有时候我们喂小孩子吃奶哦，吃稀饭。
When we are feeding the kids milk or cereal.
那我们做这个爸爸妈妈的时候，要先弄那个奶的温度，或者先吃一下。
We test the temperature of the foods.
对，煮这个量过就是这个意思。
When we say the Lord has measured, it means like that.
他在你经过的时候之前呢？他已经先帮你试过了。
Before you even go through it, he has already gone through it for you.
他知道说这个温度是适合你的，你能够忍受得住的。
He has already tested it and know that you can go through, you can bear it.
这是主的慈爱。
This is out of the loving kindness.
就像父母亲爱他的儿女。巴不得说很多事情他先试过。
And just like how the parents love their kids, they hope that they have already tested it before they give it to the kids.
另外一方面哈，就是说主不仅量过哈，当你在经过患难的时候呢，主也感同身受。
Not only has the Lord measured it out, when you are going through tribulation, He also feel it.
对，很多时候你可能你的亲近的人也不懂你的感觉。
Even those close to you cannot feel what you're feeling.
你的朋友其实，可能可以用言语安慰你，但是他不晓得你里面 深处是怎么样一个情况。
Even though your friends can comfort you, but he doesn't know how you actually feel within.
但是主不一样。
But the Lord is different.
主能够一感觉，他就知道你心中是怎么样的一个感觉的。
Once he feels it, he knows how you're feeling inside.
你感觉受压，他感觉得到。
When you are feeling pressed, he knows.
你感觉悲伤忧愁，他也知道。
When you are sorrowful, he knows.
所以在那个上次弟兄有提到那个沙滩的脚印。
When our brother mentioned the footprints on the sand.
当他在最难的时候呢，主背负着他能够经过这些苦难。
That in his most difficult times, the Lord carried him through.
所以主感同身受，他也跟你一同经过这个苦难。
The Lord feels it and he walks through it with you.
这是主知道给我们很大的安慰。
That's when we say the Lord knows, that is such a comfort to us.
然后呢，他告诉以弗所士美拿的弟兄姊妹，他说第十节，你将要受的苦你不用怕。
He told the brothers and sisters in Smyrna that those things that they are going to go through, that do not be afraid.
当我们快要到患难或者在患难当中的时候，有的时候我们真的是觉得可能没办法撑过去。
Maybe when we are almost going through, or when we are going through tribulation, it's as if we just can't get through it.
我们有时候不太清楚前面会发生什么事情，我们心中会怕。
We don't know what's going to happen in the future and we fear.
我们没有安全感。
We don't have the sense of security.
但是主告诉我们说，你要受的苦呢，你不用怕。
And the Lord tells us, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer.
所以我们真的要在苦难当中要认识神是怎么样一位神。
That in our tribulation, we have to know what kind of God is he.
为什么我们可以不用害怕呢？
Why we can not fear?
因为我们知道神与我们同在。
Because we know the Lord is with us.
我们也认识主是大而可畏的神。
That we know he is an awesome God.
他的大呢，比我们的苦难要大得多。
He's greater, is greater than our tribulation.
有时候我们在苦难当中，我们觉得哇，这个苦难真的是世界上最大的事情。
When we're in tribulation, we think that this is the biggest tribulation in the world.
Yeah, okay. 然后我们整个心思呢，都被这个这么大巨大的东西给我们塞住。
And our thoughts are all filled with this great tribulation.
这时候我们实在需要从环境当中，从眼目从环境当中举起来。
We have to lift our eyes up beyond this tribulation.
然后当我们看见主的时候呢，我们发现被提醒他是创造宇宙万有的主。
That when we look at our Lord, we know that He's the one that's the creator of this universe.
他的能力，他的智慧比这一切大多了。
His mightiness and his wisdom power is greater than all of these.
我们也认识他，他会赐够用的恩典，叫我们能够经过。
And we know that he will give us enough grace to go through.
所以啊，那个诗篇有一句话，他说，我在活人之地，如果不能得见耶和华的恩惠呢，我就早已丧胆了。
And in the psalmist, it says that I would have despair unless I had seen the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
所以这些的苦难，这些事情啊，让我们真的是里面害怕丧胆。
That all these tribulation causes to fear, to lose heart in ourselves.
除非我们看得住。
Unless our eyes are fixed on the Lord.
当主在写信给士美拿教会的开头的时候呢，他启示他是怎么样一位神。
When the Lord wrote to the church in Smyrna, he showed them, he revealed to them what kind of God he is.
所以第八节他说我是首先的，是末后的。
He says that I'm the first and the last.
启示录有一个很特别的经文，他说我是阿法，是 Omega。
In Revelation says that I'm the Alpha and Omega.
所以他是那个希腊字母的第一个跟最后一个，阿法是第一个， Omega 是最后一个。
He's the first and the last alphabet of the Greek alphabet.
所以他就是那个首先，也是末后。
He's the first and the last.
所以弟兄姊妹，不晓得你们相不相信一件事情。
I don't know if you believe this.
很多时候患难是主开始的。
That tribulations are initiated by the Lord.
因为环境是他在掌管。
Because he rules these circumstances.
或是说是他所允许的。
we should say that he allows it to happen.
所以他是首先的。
And he is the first.
然后还好他也是幕后的。
And thank God he is the last.
因为呢，他开了一个头呢，他要带我们到结尾。
That when he initiates something, he will bring us through to the end.
只要是他开头的事情呢，他就一定带我们到那个终结。
As long as he's the one who initiates it, he will bring us to the end.
当我们愿意服下来看见这点的时候呢
，If we are willing to submit and see this,
你会发现从开头到结尾那个过程哈，神要负责。
That he will also be responsible from the journey from the first to the end.
所以用的不用怕。
So do not fear.
因为开头是他开头的。
Because he's the one that initiates it.
他一定带我们到结尾。
He will indeed bring us through to the end.
叫我们有一个荣耀的结束。
That we have a glorious end.
然后他说，他说魔鬼的第十节哈，他说魔鬼把你们中间几个人下在监里，叫你们被试炼。
It says in verse 10, Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison that ye may be tried.
所以我们这边会问一个问题哈，问一个问题。
We have a question here.
难道这些人就是为着受苦而受苦吗
？Did these people suffer for the sake of suffering?
所以难道神就是说，哎，你就下到监里，然后受这些苦，然后这是我要你们经过的事情，就这样子而已吗
？Did the Lord just want them to go in, to be imprisoned just for the sake of suffering?
所以神在每个患难里面的背后有他的目的。
God has a purpose behind each tribulation.
所以不是光光受苦。
Not just for suffering.
他不是只是叫我们就是难受而已。
Not just to cause us to cause pain in us.
对，那个不是他的目的。
That's not his purpose.
他的目的乃是叫我们经过试炼呢，我们会得到益处。
That through these trials, that we'll receive goodness.
我们看一下彼得前书第一章。
First Peter, chapter 1,
第六节。
Verse 6.
彼得前书第一章第六节。
First Peter, chapter 1, 6.
我念彼得前书第一章六跟七哈，因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
Verses 6 and 7 Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your youthbeing much more precious than of gold that perish, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ.
我们再读一下哥林多后书第四章。
Second Corinthians, chapter 4.
哥林多后书四章十七节。
Chapter 4, verses 17.
Okay, 零后四章十七节，我们这至战至轻的苦楚，为我们成就极重无比的荣耀。
For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, work for us a far more exceeding and external, an eternal weight of glory.
Okay. 在那个我们经过这些的患难的当中，哈。
That through tribulation,
神在试验我们的信心。
God is trying our faith.
我们是否能够在这些的情况之下呢，还能够信靠主
？That in such circumstances can we still trust in the Lord？
啊，信得过他。
That we can still believe him。
在这个当中哈，神借着苦难成为十字架，在我们身上做雕刻的工作。
That through tribulation, through the cross, God, is working in us。
当我们愿意借着十字架呢，把自己扶下来的时候呢？
That through the cross, when we are willing to submit ourselves,
你会发现我们开始经历神的复活的生命。
And you see that we start to experience the resurrected life of our Lord.
很多时候我们在患难当中，我们那个感觉好像在死亡的光景，虽然没有真的死，但是感觉像在死亡的光景。
Many times during tribulation, we feel that we are in this death.
但是在这个试炼里面呢，我们主的大能的生命呢，能够被那个彰显出来。
But our Lord's life can be manifested in, during these trials.
所以有些时候，比如说我只对不起，我举一下自己的例子。
I give an example of my own experience.
我想我们每个弟兄姊妹都可以这样的经历。
We can all experience this.
其实我们今天的经历还是很肤浅，必须承认。
Our experiences today are all very shallow.
比如说当我们在等候没有工作的时候。
When waiting for a job.
你就在家里蹲，就可能。
You kind of just sit still, you know, hanging there at home.
对，然后感觉很怎么讲呢？就是感觉心中苦闷，对不对
？Kind of feel bad in you.
对，然后有时候又觉得，哎呀，这个没有工作，家里没有保险，没办法给大家给家中提供一份那个一种保险的这个。Security,
and without a job, you don't have insurance, and then it can't provide security for your family.
然后有时候有一些的不是故意的言语，当你听到的时候，你就感觉心中很受刺激嘛。
And even though sometimes the you know words are words, but you kind of feel provoked.
所以在这些的情况里面，我们要回到主的面前。
But in such circumstances, we have to return to the Lord.
我们想说主啊我们这个我们自己这个人真的是算不了主
Dad, we, I did nothing.
但愿在这个事情当中主得荣耀
That in this thing, God gets the glory.
然后我们在当中等候主
That we wait for the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹我不晓得你们今天有碰到什么样的事情
I don't know what you're going through today.
当我们经过试炼的时候我们要耐心的等候他
That in our trials, we have to wait patiently before the Lord.
在当中的时候，我们经历我们十字架的工作。
Then we can experience the work of the cross.
你会发现很稀奇的，主的那个平安出现在你心里面。
You'll be amazed the peace of the Lord appears in your heart.
这个环境你本来不能够喜乐。
Maybe in such circumstances, you usually would not rejoice.
但是现在你能够喜乐。
And now you have this joy.
然后主的那个你体会，我们经历主的生命吞灭死亡。
And you experience how the Lord's life swallow up death.
然后这个他说你必受患难十日。
So he said you will go through, you may be tried, you will have tribulation for 10 days.
10 days, 对。那这个十天哈，有一个。领会就是说十天是一个短的时间
10 days is a short period of time
所以我们刚刚念的说我们今天受的苦楚呢是自战自清的
It's just for a moment
但是为了成就将来那个极重无比的荣耀
And it's for that glory the eternal glory
很多时候圣经用惨难来描述那个我们经过的患难惨难
Many times the Bible speaks of tribulation, it speaks of birth pains.
Yeah, 因为惨难呢是一个很喜乐的患难。
Because birth pains is a very joyful pain.
因为当这个这个妇女呢，她虽然生产之后这个很痛苦，但是她知道后面有一个喜乐能够出来。
Because this, the woman would know that even though she will go through the birth pains, but yet that comes out is joyful.
So, 因为如此呢，就是我们经过患难，其实都是惨难。
That many times when we go through all these tribulations, it's all birth pains.
然后我们愿意让神借着这个患难在我们身上工作。
As long as we are willing to let God work through these tribulations in us.
还有一个方面我提一下
There's another side
患难能够让我们真实的光景被显露出来
That through tribulation it will reveal to us our true circumstances
很多时候对很多时候我们觉得哎呀我对主还是蛮有信心的
And sometimes we feel that we have faith in the Lord
很多时候我们觉得说哎我这个人是还算是蛮快乐的人
And sometimes we feel oh I'm a very happy person
对 但是患难一来呢，你就知道你到底是不是。
When tribulation comes, we know the true condition we are in.
你患难一来，你被试验哈，你就发现说，哎，我靠着自己呢，我好像不太能够信得过。
When we are tried, we kind of like we cannot have faith by ourselves.
然后患难一来的时候，我发现，哎呀，我很。忧愁，真的快乐不起来。
And we feel sorrowful, we can be happy no more.
所以当在这个情况里面，我们自己被显露出来了。
When in such circumstances, when our condition is revealed,
然后我们开始认识自己。
Then we come to know ourselves.
然后主，当我们认识自己的时候呢，我们就开始倚靠神。
And when we come to know ourselves, we'll come to lean on the Lord.
然后我们投靠在主的荫下。
We'll come and hide under the shadow of the Almighty.
我们就开始经历我们里面那个新造的生命，它的大能。
And we'll come to experience this new life as and as the power of this new life.
Yeah. 所以呢，那个第二章，那个他跟士美拿教会，他不仅说第八节。他说他不仅讲的是首先末后的，而且他说我这位主呢是死过又活的。
In chapter 2 verse 8, when speaking to the church in Samaria, it says, "And the first and the last, which was dead and is alive."
那为什么这样子说呢？
Why does he say that?
因为当你经过患难的时候，你会经过死又活。
When in tribulation, you will go through death and then life.
然后你认识自己呢，你把自己放下了。
When you know yourself, you put yourself down.
我的老我过去了。
Our old self is gone.
啊，主的生命兴起了。
And the Lord's life is raised up.
所以呢，能够持守这件，持在患难当中能够坚持下去的人呢？
And if we can hold fast, going through tribulation.
他这个得胜者能够得到生命的冠冕。
The overcomer will receive this crown of life.
因为他真实的经历到神那个真实的那个复活的生命。
Because indeed he has experienced this resurrected life of the Lord.
然后十一节后面他说得胜的不受第二次死的害。
And in verse 11 in the end it says, he that overcomes shall not be hurt of the second death.
也就是说当如果你不得胜。
It is to say that if you do not overcome,
当主来的时候那个审判，
when the Lord comes, then that judgment,
很像那个第二次那个永死的那个那个那种的那个情况，那火的情况。
The fire is like it's like the fire of the hurt, the second death.
Yeah, 就是那个永
死。That eternal death.
Yeah.但是那个基督徒不会进到第二次的永死。
But Christians will not enter into the eternal death.
但是如果不是得胜者，你会受到那当中的损害。
But if you're not an overcomer, you suffer that hurt.
如果你是得胜的话。
But if you overcome.
因为你在你的身上有那个复活的生命。
Because in you there is that resurrected life.
所以那个好像那个死来的时候呢，你能够胜过它。
It's as if when the death comes, you can overcome.
不会受到第二次死的害。
And you will not suffer, you will not be hurt by the second death.
好，弟兄姊妹，我今天可能讲的有点抽象。
It's kind of abstract.
但是我愿意。说弟兄姊妹，当我们在任何的难处的里面呢
？I hope that you know in all difficulties.
你要记得说，主与我们同在。
That God is with us.
他完全知道你的情况。
That He knows thoroughly what you're going through.
而且在这个苦难当中呢，你要记得主有他的目的。
That in this tribulation, God has His purpose.
虽然他兴起了这个苦难，
even though He raised this tribulation,
但是他把我们带到那个终结那个终了。
He will bring us to the end.
在那个终了的当终了，你回头看的时候呢？
When you look back,
你发现在这个过程里面，主给我们更多的恩典。
That in that process, the journey, God has given us enough grace.
如果我们在这个过程里面愿意受。愿意把自己放下来。
That, and during this process, we are willing to put ourselves down.
我们能够经历属天的平安跟喜乐。
That we will experience this heavenly peace and joy.
跟世上是不一样，完全不一样。
It's totally different from what the world gives us.
到了结局的时候，你会发现你经历了神的那个生命。
That in the end, you will realize that you have experienced God's life.
过去你知道说，哎呀，我信主了，所以我重生了。
that in the past you know that you have believed in the Lord and you have been born again.
但是那个生命的丰盛，我们好像还没有摸到。
But it seems that we have not touched the abundance of this life.
但是经过神就是兴起患难的，叫我们能够经历到他生命的那个能力跟当中的那个丰富。
But God raises up all these circumstances, these difficulties, that we can experience His power and His fullness.
很多时候我必须承认，患难还是蛮让人害怕的。
And I know that all these tribulation causes us to fear.
但是罗马书有一句话很受我们鼓励。
But in the book of Romans, it encourages us.
好，我们最后再念一下就好。Okay, 罗马书第五章
，Chapter Five，
罗马书第五章第三节
，Verse Three，
罗马书第五章第三节。不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻。
And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation works patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope make it not ashamed.
所以患难中也能够欢欢喜喜的。
And we can also rejoice in tribulation.
我不晓得世上有哪本书可以这样子写。
I don't know what book in the world can say this.
我们总是宗教总是祈求啊，一切都要平安啊。
Then religions, they ask for to have peace all the time.
但是基督徒在这边可以发现，我们可以欢欢喜喜的面对一切的患难。
So、as Christians, we can face tribulations with much joy.
它带我们进到忍耐。
It brings us into patience.
忍耐能够让我们老练成熟。
And in all these patience, it causes us to mature.
我们在一生当中，在患难当中，还是很有盼望。
Then all these tribulation, we can have this hope.
Okay, 好，我想，就与弟兄姊妹一同的勉励。
Just encourage each other.
也许你今天有一点点患难。
Maybe you have some tribulation.
也许没有，以后会有。
Maybe you don't have it now, but in the future you will have some.
希望有一点话呢，能够存在你的心里面。
And I hope some of these words can be deposited in you.
我们一定能够，基督一定能够胜过这些。
That we can indeed overcome.
好，我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们在这一同感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
求主在我们心里做翻译的工作。
Lord, that you will translate in our hearts.
我们知道士美拿教会所代表的是许多极大的苦难。
And we know that what the church of Smyrna represent is a lot of suffering.
我们今天也许只是一些还没有到流血的地步。
And we do not come to an extent that we have to bleed.
但是主量给我们照着我们的情况安排环境。
The Lord, you have measured out for us in our circumstances.
为着我们得到好处。
That we will gain.
为着我们能够经历主的生命。
That we will experience your life.
但愿主把一些的话，一点的话留在弟兄姊妹心中。
Lord, that you will deposit some of these words in our brothers and sisters.
好，叫我们真的遇到患难的时候，成为我们随时的帮助。
That when we meet tribulation, it will become our help.
谢谢主，今天给我们这段时间。
Thank you for this time.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In your precious name.
谢谢主。手不行哦。